a package from Taiwan, and in it was the Theology on Tap manual translated into Cantonese.
It's the guide on how to do it.
Sort of cool to see your name when you don't know what you're saying.
But it's all good stuff, Father Cusick. It's all great stuff.
That's great.
But we're very excited about Theology on Tap this season. If you would like to know about what it is, we encourage you to jump on our website. Again, yamchicago.org. There you will see what it is. We have lots of information. But basically, it's a summer speaker and conversation series. We invite people in their 20s and 30s to come together, meet one another, learn a little bit more about our Catholic faith, and just break that open in conversation.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderfully relaxed evening to just enjoy who we are as God's people.
And it has always been our dream and hope, and we hope that we're able to pull it off again this year, that we can bring Theology on Tap close to you. Mm-hmm. And so consequently, if you go on our website, you will see that Theology on Tap is taking place beginning this Sunday. That's what, the 12th of July?
The 12th of July.
In 42 different parishes and ministry centers all across the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Yes.
Now think about that. That goes from Waukegan all the way as far south as Calumet City, in our border with Wisconsin on the north, our border with Indiana on our south or on our east, depending upon your perspective. And we go all the way to the corner of Will and DuPage County, where the wonderful Diocese of Joliet picks up Theology on Tap, and we'll be doing it at the same time. More about that later. So no matter where you live or where you work, I guarantee you there's a Theology on Tap site within 3 or 4 miles, if not right down the street from where you live. And it's our attempt to be able to say, if you are a young adult in your 20s and 30s, whether you're married or single, and you have some curiosity about things Catholic, you'd like to learn a little bit more, bring your questions. Because one of the things that, Kate, I'm sure we've gone over this a number of times, find interesting, is that there's a period of inquisitiveness of people in their 20s and 30s about what's the value of faith. You know, and I find the religious question sometimes being asked an awful lot more in these economically stressed times, because jobs are hard to find. People who are working live in fear that they may not be working. People who are unemployed are having a very difficult time finding employment or the level of employment that they once had. And when you're pushed to the wall a little bit, you begin to ask the question, what is of lasting value? And the thing that's amazing is that in a changing world, what hasn't changed is the Word of God. It's there. In good times and bad, alone or with others, in times of peace, in times of war, in times of struggle, in times of grace, the Church proclaims Christ among us. And that is what Theology on Tap is all about, breaking open the traditions of our faith to those who are curious, inquisitive, need a little sustenance, a little maintenance, of our Catholicism.
And Theology on Tap is designed to help people make connections between our faith and our everyday life. You know, it's hard when life is pounding on you, and as you mentioned, Father Cusick, the job situation can be tense right now. Relationships, there's always good news and bad news.
Sure.
We ebb and flow in all sorts of directions. But Theology on Tap can help to really see how God is a part of each and every day, and how God and our faith can help us move through those difficult times into more life-giving experiences.
Now, Kate, I'm also looking at the print version of Theology on Tap, which is in front of me here. And on the masthead of what young adult ministry is all about here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, on page 2, I see that there is a Theology on Tap coordinator.
How about that?
And
we are thrilled, everybody, to have another staff member for the summer.
And as I look off of my left eye, that Theology on Tap coordinator with very short hair, and he's wearing like these pilot headphones,
yes,
goatee, glasses, very handsome, is with us in the studio this morning. So, Kate, why don't you let the world know who's with us
as
our coordinator?
Yeah, we'd like to introduce Mr. Aaron Melnick. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, Aaron, my God, we're delighted.
Thanks for being with us all summer. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Great. Now, Aaron, you're an intern.
Yes.
That means you have something else that occupies a majority of your time.
Absolutely.
And this is a requirement, so to speak.
Right.
And now, Where do you hail from? Let's get your roots and move you up to this very moment in existential time.
Very good, sir. I hail from Oswego, Illinois, okay. which is actually on the far west side of the Joliet Diocese.
That's right.
Currently I am a grad student at Loyola University right here in Chicago okay. at the Institute of Pastoral Studies.
Wonderful.
So, and I look forward to graduating in December.
Oh,
and
neat.
So this
okay.
was, yeah, this was kind of my field education opportunity and met with Kate a couple months ago, and yeah. she started telling me about the program. I was, you know, a little familiar with it out in Joliet there. I had been to it a couple years yeah. ago, and this really seemed like something, you know, to take the sure. next step to get involved in.
And Aaron, where did you do your undergrad?
I was at Northern.
You were at Northern,
yeah,
Illinois.
DeKalb. Yeah,
I
oh my
was
God.
At Northern. There you I go. Know.
You and Kate,
go
you
Huskies.
And Kate can bond over
yeah, absolutely.
The Huskies.
The
That's
Huskies.
Terrific. And so you've been with us now a little while. And
yeah, about 5 weeks.
Yeah. Putting all of this together.
Mm-hmm. Putting it all together. And doing a beautiful job.
Let me put you on the spot. What?
Thanks.
You're more than welcome. What do you find particularly fascinating about, I mean, you've known about Theology on Tap as a young adult yourself, mm-hmm. but, you know, wearing the moniker of coordinator and
sure.
putting this all together, what has sort of been an insight you might have had?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, just the general scope of you know, of Theology on Tap, and how many parishes it is, and how many centers, and how many speakers, and then kind of with that, just the overall diversity of the program. I never realized, just, you know, when I would go to one site, I think I was in Plainfield at the time a couple of years back, and you know, it was like, okay, go to one, and the next week, and the next week, and that was kind of it. That was all, you know, my yeah. participation level. But this, looking at it from a whole other perspective, yeah. I mean, you have you know, priests and sisters and doctors and lay women and men and a married couple and a single people,
sure.
you know, as speakers. We have a judge. I mean, we just have such a wealth of knowledge to draw on,
right.
You know, for these young adults. And it really is just, you know, we have sites in English and Spanish and Polish. And I mean, just, you know, like I said, the whole scope right. of it is so much more than, you know, than I thought it was.
And it crosses all the economic boundaries,
absolutely.
Too. I mean,
yeah.
it really is Catholic with a big C mm-hmm. and Catholic with a little C.
Yeah.
That we really tried to do this. And I think we can pat ourselves on the back that most dioceses might have one or two sites mm-hmm. for Theology on Tap, maybe twice a year. We do it once a year. But when you think about it, 42 sites yeah. at 4 weeks apiece. Now, if you run the math, that's 168 evenings beginning on July 12th mm-hmm. That we can provide people an opportunity to connect with their peers, get in touch with their tradition, enter some good conversation, and hopefully walk out about 9:30, 9 o'clock at night and say, that was a good use of my time.
Absolutely. Well, we need to go to a break. Thanks so much for listening, and please stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
In our next few issues of the Catholic New World, enjoy our Finding Grace series, The Seven Deadly Sins and Their Heavenly Virtues.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Better than ever, subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Mawusi, a retreat for anyone who ministers in Black Catholic communities, means in the hand of God. Mawusi is designed especially for men and women, religious, lay ministers, deacons, catechists, RCIA leaders, lectors, and youth ministers. This retreat is a time for catechetical and spiritual formation, transformation, inspiration, and relaxation. Come and experience the richness of African-American spirituality and culture. The Mawusi Retreat will be held Friday, July 24th to Sunday, July 26th at the Techne Towers Retreat Center, 2001 Waukegan Road in Techne, Illinois. For more information, contact the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-534-8040. That's 312-534-8040 to register for the Mawusi Retreat.
Show with Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, and our intern who's hosting Running Theology on Tap, Mr. Aaron Melnick. It's good to be with you this morning.
Here we are. Now, many, many years ago, there was a wonderful woman I met, and we connected through our work in the church. And after a all too long interim of not connecting with each other, we bumped literally into one another at the exhibit hall of the Religious Education Congress in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And Barbara said, John, you know, sometime we ought to talk about Theology on Tap. Well, not only are we talking about it, Barbara, but you are on the radio, and your parish, Queen of All Saints Basilica, is once again a part of Theology on Tap. And welcome to our radio show.
Thank you. Yes, after 25 years, I think.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Yeah. Very good. Thank
Barbara
you.
Barbara Slipik, who's on the air with us, is an old friend and now the Director of Religious Education, Queen of All Saints, right off of Devon Avenue, just east of the Edens Expressway. And Barbara, if I'm not mistaken, the Basilica is hosting Theology on Tap on Tuesday nights beginning this coming Tuesday.
At 7 o'clock.
And you've got this sort of real dull guy, I understand, coming out to speak. Guy named Cusick.
No, we've got a guy who draws lots of people.
Oh, huh?
And the minute people heard you were coming, they're like, oh, he baptized my baby. Oh, we were at Theology on Tap and we met.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, please come to the bar afterwards.
All that good stuff. Well, Barbara, I'm not sure you're aware of a little piece of Theology on Tap trivia. That when Theology on Tap began in 1981, it was in one parish, as we know, St. James in Arlington Heights.
Right.
The following year, it added four more parishes. So in 1982, one of the first of the next generation was Queen of All Saints.
That's
awesome. So your relationship, your parish's relationship to Theology on Tap goes back 28 years.
That is really awesome.
And
well, they're ready for it now, this is for sure.
Barb,
a lot of the young people that I first met 11 years ago when I started at Queens, they were in high school at that time. They're now young adults.
There you go.
And they're looking for something wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's what this program is. It's a great gift to the church.
And this
we
is
have nothing. We have the best.
Sure.
No diocese is like ours.
No, it's really amazing. You know, and this is a value that I would hope that religious education directors who might be listening or youth ministers, you know, would understand that we need to keep the generations who were teenagers at one time much more connected to one another and to the church. And
absolutely.
You've got 4 weeks in the summer to do it.
Absolutely.
So far, has this become a good decision for you?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely. I think the other thing, too, Father John, is that so many people are looking for a way to connect back. They might have gone to a Catholic high school or a Catholic university, or maybe they were like many of the young people I see who attended religious ed in a parish.
Right.
And they're looking for a way to connect back into the parish. This is a wonderful way during the summer to be able to do that. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to is I've seen in other parishes, when I was at St. Athanasius in Evanston, we saw it, that many of the young adults that came then said, well, how do I get involved? And so then you've got an opportunity to bring them in as catechists, choir members, lectors, every possible way in the church that young people can get involved. And
absolutely.
And then they're involved as an adult, and it's a much wonderful experience for them, because then they're getting a little bit of formation during the summer and a chance to meet other people that are like-minded.
Exactly. And connecting with the local church. So there's a there's a communal aspect, there's a theological aspect, and as Barb, as you know, that there's also a liturgical aspect that in August we're going to gather with people from all of the 42 sites to celebrate Mass with the Cardinal up at Madonna della Strada at Loyola, and then have a picnic right there. So there's a sense of the larger church, that we are an archdiocese, that we are a Catholic church. We're not just one parish. So we've tried to put all these different components together in a little thing called Theology on Tap. So I'm looking forward, whether you like it or not, I'm showing up.
We're looking forward to it, too.
Tuesday at 7 o'clock, I will walk in and say, all right, here he comes. Get out of the way.
That's great.
Good.
That is great.
But this is my opportunity to do a number of things. Number one, to thank you for literally stopping me in the aisle in March in Los Angeles and asking to pursue this, but also for the tremendous work you have given to our church for years and years, and for making a very special place in your heart for those who were teens at one time and are now young adults, and you want to keep them close to the church. So I'm honored and thankful at the same time.
Thank you very much. And okay. I, too, on behalf of the Archdiocese, want to thank you and Kate for all that you have done for all of these years in keeping our young people close. You've been a great gift to the church.
And Kate's the very best. On August 1st, she'll be with us 21 years. So I am the luckiest.
Awesome?
I'm the luckiest priest in the diocese.
Wow.
We need to take a break. Barbara, I'll see you next week, and do great things.
Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Time now for a Catholic Festival of Faith news update.
Online registration is now being accepted for this two-day celebration of our faith, scheduled for the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont on October 16th and 17th. Go to www.catholicfest.org to register and to learn about the speakers, activities, and entertainment being planned. That's www.catholicfest.org.
Stay tuned to Relevant Radio for more Catholic Festival of Faith news updates.
Catholic Charities is providing community health fairs with free medical services to residents of Chicago and the suburbs. Our next fair is scheduled for Saturday, August 22nd at St. Francis of Rome, 1500 South 59th Court in Cicero. The health fairs are open to the public and offer various medical screenings, dental exams, immunizations, and general physicals for adults and children. Local social service providers will be in attendance, offering a one-stop shop approach for families in need of assistance. Volunteers are needed to do a variety of tasks at the fairs, including helping to register participants and guide them from station to station. Please call 312-655-7298 for more information. That's 312-655-7298. We hope you take advantage of our Catholic Charities Community Health Fairs.
Mr. Aaron Melnick and myself, Dr. Kate DeVries, and today we are focusing on Theology on Tap, our summer speaker and conversation series. And if there are any young adults you know and you're looking for some good faith-filled material for them, a good way for them to connect and get more involved, please send them to our website, yamchicago.org.
Now, Aaron, we just spoke with Barbara Slipik, who is one of the coordinators of Theology on Tap. Now, another tremendous part of the program is speakers. How many would you guess that you've contacted one way or another in the last 5 weeks?
Probably close to 70.
Yeah.
You know, so either on the phone, email.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're privileged to have one of those wonderful speakers who I've known for quite a while, and blessed to be one of the people who was privileged to preside at her wedding And we'll do this very formally. This is Dr. Elizabeth Collier. Liz, yes, how are you?
I'm great, John. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And literally, we pulled you out of a classroom, I understand.
Yes.
Liz is teaching at Loyola this morning from 9 till noon. And I said, Liz, keep your cell phone handy. We're going to yank you away from those students.
Yeah, so the students are taking a quiz while we're doing this.
There's a multitasking mother of three, am I correct?
Yes.
And how are your children, first of all? That's always the most important thing.
We have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and an almost 2-year-old.
Oh, my God. Wow. And married to Jeremy Langford.
Yep.
And living up just north of the Chicago border up there.
Yep, 2 blocks north.
So, Liz, you've got quite a history with Theology on Tap, don't you, for a number of years when you lived in the city?
Yes. I think both Jeremy and I have done Theology on Tap. We did quite a few years in a row, and then once we had kids, I think we tried to alternate. And then after we had three, we sort of stopped for a couple of years. So this year, I'm moving to Dominican University next year to their business school, and so they asked me to do their one of the evenings at Theology on Tap there. But I've had the great privilege to, you know, be at all over the Archdiocese, you know, right over the border in Indiana, and all the way out to Schaumburg, I think. So yes, it's been a wonderful experience.
Yeah, it really has. Now, when you were in the city, you were connected to Theology on Tap at St. Clement's. Am I correct? Does my memory serve me right?
Yes, you're correct. I think I did. St. Clement's definitely is a wonderful place. It's a bit daunting sometimes because it's outside, but it's a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Yeah, let's hope the weather cooperates this year for St. Clement's. We've had pretty lousy weather so far, but we'll do what we can. Now, Liz, you're speaking at Dominican University this year, correct?
Right.
And you're going to be there on the 22nd of July, which is a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be talking about? Because what we want to do is pick the brains of some of our speakers this morning. Is that right, Kate?
Mm-hmm.
What's your fancy this summer?
Well, what we're going to be talking about is we're going to be looking at basically what does it mean to live a Catholic Christian life Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
So obviously liturgy is important on the weekends, having a regular prayer life in one's own sort of personal space. At home is important, but when you get out in the world, when you're going to work, going to school, what does it mean to live your life, you know, every single day from 9 to 5? So what we're going to look at is we're going to look at sort of what cultural values are with regard to individualism and consumerism and some of the prevalent aspects of our society that really rub up against and challenge somebody trying to live their Catholic faith throughout the week. Most Catholics are familiar with the terms human dignity and stewardship and having a sense of the common good. And I think most people would say that they would agree that those are really important concepts in terms of Christian faith. But we're going to look at what does it mean to really integrate those in a concrete way in your everyday life.
Great. And that's, I think, what I hear so many young adults looking for today. How does my faith, how does my spirituality interface in a very, very secular world and in a marketplace that may not put a high value on that?
Right, exactly. And especially with, I think, the age group, people in their 20s and 30s, a lot of people move in and out of Chicago. They're coming for jobs. They've sort of, questioned things in college, but now they've really taken on the responsibility of their faith as adults. And this is now a really important time for them to figure out how to concretely, do this in work, in, dating life, in friendships, what it means, in their parish or service work that they might do. We'll talk a lot about sort of service work and how people can get involved throughout the Chicagoland area.
Sure. Wow. That, I was going to ask you a question about why should people come to Theology on Tap, but you've already answered it. I mean, those are the critical issues.
Right, definitely. I mean, I think Theology on Tap is such a multifaceted experience for people. And definitely, the speakers, every time I look at the list of speakers that you all put together, I mean, it's just an amazing group of people who have such a variety of different areas of expertise. So if you go, you're guaranteed an experience where you'll grow in your faith life and you'll learn a lot of good information. But my experience, both as somebody going to Theology on Tap, attending it as a parishioner at St. Clement's, when I first moved here, and then now as a speaker throughout, is that, you make friends, you really sort of enter much more into community life in your parish. So many people end up taking on leadership positions in their parish. You know, they'll attend Theology on Tap 1 or 2 years, and then they'll start working on, you know, the organizing committee for it. And so it really does lead to sort of a growth in your spiritual life, but you get significant relationships out of it as well, I think.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's terrific. Hey, Liz, go back and teach some wonderful stuff up there at Loyola. And give my love to your husband and a big hug to your kids. It's been a while since I haven't seen your little one. I've seen the other two. So we're going to have to get together socially and continue to break bread.
All right. We'd love to see you. And good luck. I hope Theology on Tap goes really well this year.
And Liz is going to be at Dominican University on the 22nd of July. And that's going to be at 7:30. And at 7900 West Division. Some people may still remember it as Rosary College.
Yeah.
Be blessed. Thanks, Liz.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Kate.
And now we want to introduce another one of our wonderful, wonderful speakers. We have on the phone with us Father Pat McGrath. Good morning, Father McGrath.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, terrific.
Excellent.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning, John.
How are you?
Terrific. I didn't know I'd be following such an august speaker as my friend Liz Collier. I'm a little intimidated.
Well, you know, she works for the Jesuits, and you are a Jesuit. So in the food chain, she's one below the Jesuits. So, but, Pat, first of all, congratulations to you on a wonderful position you have assumed, mm-hmm. and that is president of Loyola Academy.
That's right.
And I can't think of somebody, I don't know obviously all the Jesuits, but what a wonderful opportunity this must be in your life, and what a tremendous experience it's going to be for that community of people.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm thrilled to be doing it. I love high school work. It's great to be back in a school, and you know, it's a little daunting, but we're the largest Jesuit high school in the country. So we're 2,000 kids up here in Wilmette,
wow.
and it's just a lot of fun. So
wow.
I'm thrilled to be doing it.
Well, you know, sometimes taking a new job, it's very difficult to get people to do what you're going to be doing for us this summer because the demands and the newness and the experience sucks up so much time. But let's briefly talk. You're going to be speaking at Theology on Tap this summer, and of course, I'm grateful. What are you going to be doing? What when you stand before those in their 20s and 30s, what's the pitch of our faith that Father McGrath is going to present to them?
Well, it's interesting that to follow up on Liz, because at some level, what I'm doing or hope to do is awfully close to what she's doing, which is it's this sense of what does it mean to integrate our faith into our daily life. We're trying to talk when I'm over at St. Clement's next week to have a conversation about what does faith look like in the public square and in the marketplace. What does it mean for us in this economy? What does it mean for us in this political climate? What does it mean for us when questions arise about the role of the church in the day-to-day life of the community we call this country and our area and our economy? What is it we bring to this as Catholics, and what ought we bring to it? And I'm trying to, you know, everybody's got only a couple of shticks they do, and I'm always doing the Jesuit Ignatian spirituality piece to what I do, and
sure.
I just think it's so appropriate. You know, Ignatius of Loyola was insistent that his things, his works, and his people needed to be in the middle of the marketplace.
Right.
They ought not be out in monasteries. That's a different vocation and an extraordinarily important vocation to be out in a monastery praying for the life of the church. But Ignatius wanted his people right in the middle of it all, because there's this deep theological principle at work in that, which says God is there. God is in the stuff of life. It's that positive theology that says God can be experienced in this stuff. So what we're trying to do in the talk next week is to explore this notion of what does it mean to experience God in the midst of that stuff and those difficult questions in the marketplace, in the life of work, and in the public square, and in the ways we live together as a community in this country. So it's a very, very practical, it's an attempt at some very,
sure.
very practical spirituality about how do we engage that, and what sort of practical spiritual tools do we bring with us, and what do we bring with our tradition when we come to those places and have the conversation with our community members.
And Pat, I can't help but think of that when you mentioned Ignatius Loyola and his, and obviously the spiritual practices and exercises. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah.
He has offered through the Jesuit community, and the Jesuit community's gift to our world is a hands-on way to be spiritually alive in Christ in the middle of what we do every day.
Yep.
That all of life is charged with the presence of God.
Yeah.
I think that's just such a wonderful thing. And if I can, if you would allow me to push a great Jesuit website.
Sure.
And that's sacredspace.ie. The Irish Jesuits have had for a number of years now this magnificent meditation online.
Yep.
And it changes every single day. It gives you hints on how to do it. It's one of the most fascinating and I think most often hit spiritual exercise websites on the internet. And so I would ask anybody who has got a hunger for this to go to www.sacredspace.ie. And if you're a young adult, go hear Father McGrath next Tuesday, the 14th of July at St. Clement's, which is right next to Children's Memorial Hospital at 642 West Deming Place.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've got kids of high school age, send them to Loyola.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly it.
We're always promoting a product for Father McGrath.
I certainly appreciate
and
it.
And I've been privileged to celebrate Mass at the same place as Father McGrath for the last number of years. And for those of you who are hungry for a good preacher, I can't recommend Pat McGrath enough, either for his Lenten stuff, his missions he does, a number of different things. So keep doing great things.
Oh, thanks, John, and
okay.
You too. You and Kate, thanks for all that you do to make Theology on Tap extraordinary.
Okay, and be blessed in your new job.
Thanks so much, John.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, guys.
You're listening to The Light Show, hosted by Father Cusick, Kate DeVries, Aaron Melnick, and we are going to go to a break. Thanks for listening. We will be right back. Who do you know in their 20s or 30s? Adult children, grandchildren, colleagues, neighbors, and friends.
The Archdiocese of Chicago is offering something just for them. It's called Theology on Tap.
We all know people who aren't as connected to the church as we wish they were. We also know young adults who are very connected, sharing their gifts in many ways.
Whatever their situation, however connected they are, let's take it to the next level. Theology on Tap is a speaker and discussion series exclusively for people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. It's an opportunity for them to
meet good people their own age,
to deepen their faith and spirituality,
to make connections between faith and everyday life,
and explore the things that matter most.
It's an opportunity for all of us to share the Catholic faith with them, so they, in turn, can pass it along to their children.
We encourage you to personally invite every young adult you know to Theology on Tap. It begins July 12th at 42 locations throughout the Chicagoland area.
Details can be found at yamchicago.org.
That's yamchicago.org.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
We are back with more of The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. This is Kate DeVries along with Aaron Melnick and Father John Cusick, and we're talking about Theology on Tap, the summer speaker and discussion series about to take place in 42 locations around the Archdiocese of Chicago, especially for people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. If you know anyone who might benefit from learning about Theology on Tap, you can get that information to them in a couple of ways. First, they can visit our website, yamchicago.org, and get complete details about every hosting site. They can see the map of the Archdiocese and click on the parish closest to them. They can learn about speakers and topics and times, and if daycare is available for children, if there's a meal ahead of time, if there's Mass ahead of time on a Sunday, all of those details are there. Or the second way you can connect is by calling our office, 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473. Socorro Perez is our administrative assistant. She will be happy to put a complete newspaper about Theology on Tap in the mail to you or to them. So any way you can share the word with young adults would be greatly appreciated. And if you're a young adult yourself, by all means, jump online and get some details and plan it out. You can choose a topic that is of interest to you. You can choose a speaker that maybe you've encountered in the past. You can choose the site that's closest to your work, or on Sunday if you want to visit Mom and Dad and then go to Theology on Tap right afterward. All sorts of ways to do some tapping. So get involved, right, Aaron?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Aaron, why don't you tell us, what would be your number one reason why people should come to Theology on Tap?
Personally, why I went back to school in the first place was to get more knowledge and to kind of deepen, you know, my relationship with God. Mm-hmm. You know, going from the real estate world in which I am currently still am in, but mm-hmm. You know, looking as Father John had said earlier, you know, during these difficult economic times, you know, what is the lasting value in life? In a sense, you know, what is my legacy going to be? And that was, you know, when I kind of really sat down and was honest with myself, it was really about God, and it was mm-hmm. about my relationship with God. And so, you know, going back to school was kind of similar to a lot of these talks, and a lot of the different topics that are going to be out there are going to be, you know, that knowledge that I think so many of, you know, my young adult peers are looking for. I mean, they're definitely thirsty for it, because they're not getting it out in the workplace of the secular world. And, you know, so, you know, hopefully they can really get some useful information that will, you know, help deepen their relationship with God.
Yeah, and that brings up an issue. People ask, how do you choose the topics mm-hmm. for Theology on Tap and the speakers for it? The topics are all chosen based on what the bishops in the United States have determined every adult Catholic should know. We take all of that information and put it side by side with exactly the questions young adults are asking. Right. So when you merge the two together, it makes it so relevant to people. You know, it's feeding people's hunger for more, and who are we as God's people, and what difference does any of this make? Why bother with the church? What do signs and symbols, and tell me about the Mass, and tell me about the saints, and church history, and scripture, and prayer? All of those issues are dealt with through Theology on Tap.
Yeah.
And another key one is relationships. People are always looking to grow deeper in their understanding of how to be in a good, strong, healthy relationship, and what that means in work and with friends and with your significant other and finding that significant other. And on the phone right now, we have someone who has been wonderful at helping young adults throughout the past number of years, you know, figure some of that stuff out, and that is Dr. Terry Nelson Johnson. Good morning, Terry.
Hi, Kate.
How the heck are you this morning?
I'm good, actually.
Excellent.
I was delighted to hear Father McGrath. That was a fun conversation. I got to listen in.
Excellent.
That's great. Hello, Terry. Good morning to you.
Hi, John.
You are a Catholic rock star in the young adult world.
He really is. People love listening to him. Oh,
my
gosh.
God. I'm
life
telling
and
you,
zest and everything in abundance.
Pass out drool bibs. You know, people come, oh, I heard Dr. Terry Nelson.
Oh, stop.
No.
People
start.
Love you, Terry.
Terry, you've been given a gift, and you use it well, and Kate and I can't thank you enough for sharing that gift so often with the young adult world. That's just, we're humbled by it. I mean, we run an office, but in Aaron, you know this now, that it's the great Terry Nelson Johnson of the world that make us look good.
Yeah.
So Terry, that's my way of saying you're the best.
It's been such a privilege. I was trying to think this morning. I must be a veteran on the Theology on Tap circuit, because you guys have given me the opportunity to do this for quite some time, and I can't tell you how grateful I am for that opportunity.
And people love, you know, some people set their schedules around, where's Dr. Terry Nelson Johnson speaking? But really, Terry, you have the advantage of doing a talk on the hottest topic that young adults are interested in right now. Relationships are always the number one issue when we ask young adults what they're looking for. So, Terry, tell us a little bit about what you're going to do this summer in terms of, you know, the relationship question.
Kate, I'm doing three different talks, all having to do with relationships.
Okay.
One is entitled Get a Life, Cultivating a Life of Vitality and Zest. A second talk is Truth-Telling in Relationships, What a Concept, What a Gift.
Mm-hmm.
And the third topic that I'll have the opportunity to talk on is Intimacy, A Good Conversation is Long Overdue.
Wow. And those really, they are the heart of the matter, Terry. You know, and relationships in the young adult world, as Kate has mentioned, are the name of the game.
Yeah, you know, and I think in so many ways we still dichotomize or put into different categories. You know, we have our life on one side and our faith or church somehow in a different cylinder. And my experience is that the way that we actually experience God is so often and so both in its raw expressions and its delightful expressions, is found in relationships. So I don't find the two distinct at all. I think our route to God is most often somehow deeply connected to how we do relationships, how we are in them, how much we risk in them, how much we're willing to learn from them, and keep our eyes open and discover that God is in the midst of that. So I think that's sort of the focus. In some ways, there are three different nuances, three different talks, but the heart of them all comes down to that conviction that we discover God, we experience God profoundly in our relationships.
And that's it's hard to get your hands around when, you know, it's easy when things are going so well, but as we all know, relationships can be so messy. And to invite God into that relationship and into the conversation, that really, really makes a difference.
Now, Terry, let me ask a question. Is this for single people?
It is for single people, but not exclusively.
There you go.
Okay. Single people. And I guess in many ways, almost each one of these topics, I often begin with just a clarification that I think of relationships in their broadest sense. And clearly, I think when we use the word, we often think sort of in the realm of significant other. But that's not limited to that by any means. And when we think about the array of our relationships and how much they can bring us, how much we can bring to them, certainly a particular and significant other, that's one arena which clearly has an awful lot to teach us and an awful lot to give us. But it's not the only arena within which we enter into relationships, you know, with ourselves, with the world, with our immediate family, with our extended family, with friends. So I think of it in a very broad from a very broad perspective.
Terry, I'm going to suggest to young adults who might be listening to this or to perhaps their parents or even their grandparents, I want to encourage them to find a Theology on Tap location where Terry Nelson Johnson will be speaking. This is one of the critical questions of our culture today and certainly one of the foundations of our faith, because in relationship we are pouring God in one to the other. And if people would attend one of your presentations, I think we will all be better because of that. And as you mentioned, you're doing three talks, and so there's a lot of places. And so instead of listing them all here on the radio, I'm going to suggest to people that they go, as Kate has mentioned earlier, to our website, which is
yamchicago.org,
and key on Theology on Tap. And you will be able to see the many places that Terry will be speaking in the next 4 weeks, beginning this Sunday, July 12th. And take one of those in, whether you're married or single, with or without kids. Relationships is the heart of the matter. And this is, if the heart of the matter is what relationships are, then it's God is a part of that too. So, Terry, we hope that you continue to imagine with young adults the possibility of greatness in life. And thank you for giving so much of yourself time and time again throughout the whole year to people who are hungry for the gift that you can share with them.
Well, as you know, John, it's a privilege. Good work if you can get it.
You know, we're in it for the money, Terry. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, this is the big bucks job big in bucks. A recessionary economy.
You're not kidding.
Yeah. Give my love to your bride and to your two wonderful children.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for all your work, you guys. I often leave Theology on Tap with more hope and more vitality than when I arrived, and I think that's really good church and young adult ministry hosts and fosters good church, and I'm just so privileged to be associated with it.
Well, you're one of the best, a Catholic rock star, Dr. Terry Nelson Johnson.
Thanks,
Terry.
Guys.
All
right, take care. And you're listening to The Light Show, hosted by Kate DeVries, Father John Cusick, Mr. Aaron Melnick, and thank you so much for being with us. We're going to go to a break, but we will be right back.
The Chicago Catholic Scripture School is now accepting applications for classes starting in September throughout the Archdiocese. This is our Bible study program for adults. Students come together weekly to pray and study the Word of God with teachers who are themselves strong Catholics with an extensive background in Scripture and theology. Year 1 classes will be held at St. Anne's in Barrington, St. Joseph in Libertyville, St. Julie Billiard in Tinley Park, St. Teresa of Avila in Lincoln Park, and St. Philip Neri in the South Shore neighborhood. There will be a Year 1 class in Spanish at St. Cecilia in Mount Prospect and Precious Blood on Chicago's west side. And our first Scripture School in Polish will be held at St. Hyacinth Basilica. For more information or to register for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, visit www.catechesis-chicago.org or call 312-534-8053. That's 312-534-8053 and www.catechesis-chicago.org.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has launched a blog and wants you to join in the conversation. Here's Cardinal Francis George talking about modern communications.
Church was in radio when it first started and then television. Now with the blogs and the internet and all, the church has to be there too for the same reason St. Paul was in the town square in Athens and Corinth, the Areopagus, where people would come together and listen to everybody talk. Well, that Areopagus is now electronic.
Cardinal George will rotate with other archdiocesan leaders in posting their thoughts on faith-based topics and taking part in this electronic dialogue. Visit our blog at www.archchicago.org. Read what Catholic leaders have to say and become part of the discussion. That's www.archchicago.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
We'll see how this works. I'm curious myself. I'm looking forward to it.
Theology on Tap. And again, we would love to have every young adult you know, your friends, your family members, relatives, colleagues, co-workers, anybody join us in their 20s and 30s, married and single. Complete details are at yamchicago.org, or you can just give us a call. We'll mail information out to you or someone you know, 312-466-9473. Now, Aaron, we haven't told people about our newest adventure for Theology on Tap this summer. Why don't you go ahead and share something that we're up to right now?
We just heard the Cardinal use the word.
We did.
Yeah,
the
blog.
Yeah, that sounds like some monster to me.
And I was sharing, I learned it's shortened for weblog, so yes. I'm feeling very informed now.
Very good.
But we did do a blog for our Lenten season.
We did, and it was very wonderful.
With the help of Nathan Hernandez. He was very helpful. He's helping us again.
And many years ago, Kate and I have worked off a principle. We never do the same thing twice. Mm-hmm. And we always believe that there's still more of life to be developed, different ways, and particularly with young, you know, Aaron, your generation.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about a generation gap. They teased about it in the 60s and the 70s. But with the age of technology, yeah, it is here today.
Oh, absolutely.
And a blog to you, you know, is like a transistor radio to me.
Sure.
And tell us a little bit about what is a Tap Talk or the Theology on Tap blog that is going to be fired up beginning this weekend.
Yes, starting July 12th, we're actually coming out not only with a new fresh website, but also Tap Talk, which is the Theology on Tap blog. Again, as we had mentioned, instrumental to this is Nathan Hernandez, a good friend of us here at the Young Adult Ministry Office. And basically, we're going to be doing posts. We're going to have reflections from the speakers themselves, summarizing their talks, and then the next day from that, we're going to, you know, have those on the blog. And so hopefully, you know, the hope is that we can get people who are either at the, you know, at the talk for that evening or that event to kind of go online and keep that conversation going.
Okay.
You know, it's a very, you know, the connections people are going to be making at these, you know, at these talks, they're going to, you know, want to keep those going throughout the week and,
sure,
and be able to talk about it on the blog.
What fascinates me about Aaron, about contemporary communication, mm-hmm, is that it doesn't end when they turn off the lights at the end of a,
right,
Theology on Tap,
exactly,
session anymore. That with the internet and with blogs and every kind of thing, as you said, we can keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
And so we would call young adults' attention to go on the website and see how you can get connected to this, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's all right there on the main page,
okay,
right on the Theology on Tap section. There's the Tap Talk section, and that'll be July 12th, this Sunday, when that goes live.
And because the nature of a blog that has to be interactive, you have to sign up for this, is
absolutely,
that right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so even if you've given us your email address, you're going to have to give it again to the blog in,
right,
order for you to keep the conversation going.
Exactly.
Okay.
And one other quick point I'd like to talk about just with the whole technology is we're actually on Facebook now, which is something that we're starting for the first time. And again, our friend Jeremiah Nelson has been instrumental in helping us you know, put this together and get it going. And we've spent the last couple weeks actually getting all of the 168 events you know, locked and loaded on Facebook there. So if you do have an account, feel free to go on Facebook.com and search Theology on Tap Chicago, and that will get you connected. And, you know, you can get those signed up as events and, you know, get it sent to your cell phone or your calendar and how that all works. I mean, you'll definitely be tapping.
You'll be tapping.
Okay.
There you go.
So Facebook.com.
Correct.
And then to go
search. There's a search,
search
for keyword.
Up in the,
yeah,
upper right-hand,
exactly,
corner.
Chicago, exactly.
Theology on Tap. Is it Theology on Tap Chicago or Chicago Theology on Tap?
I think either one will get you there.
Okay.
There you go.
See,
excellent. You know, excellent.
In my world, I have no idea.
Yes.
But,
yes.
So that's important. And if you want to keep the conversation going, if you want to be a part of it, read it, listen to it, whatever it is, this is what Theology on Tap is all,
yeah,
about, presenting the faith to those of you in your 20s and 30s, married or single, in a variety of ways, and this new way is the blog.
Absolutely.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
And one more thing as well. I don't,
sure,
want to take up more time here, but, you know, I would like to point out, too, this is all a free event. You know, the, mm, blog is free. Sign up for that. You know, obviously your Facebook is free. The events themselves are free. Just, you know, show up. I've been getting a number of calls, obviously, in the office. You know, people, you know, already seeing it in the newsletter or online, or a friend told them about it, and they've been asking me, you know, how do I sign up, and do, you know, do you need my information? And that's great, but, you know, the thing is, no, just, you know, here's the events. Please go to them, you know,
right,
and participate and enjoy. You know, there's not much else you have to do.
Sure. And a parallel question, Aaron, that we get a lot as well. Theology on Tap is not in my parish. Can I go to,
sure,
St. Damien? Well, of course you,
absolutely,
can. The importance of Theology on Tap is that these 42 Catholic venues are opening their doors to anybody and everybody, mm-hmm, in their 20s and 30s, married and single.
Yep.
The only thing is, it's age specific. And I know that upsets some people, particularly who listen to Relevant Radio, but not everything is for everybody. People who are widowed don't belong comfortably anymore in a group for married people. Well, Theology on Tap is for young adults who have had very little targeted specifically for them in the church. And so I would ask people who do not fit in the parameters of the young adult years to respect that and to give this opportunity to those in their 20s and 30s. And there is no charge. You can, if you live in Highwood, you can go to Theology on Tap in Bridgeport. If you live in Calumet City, you can go to Waukegan. I mean, sometimes people will go after work. If you're working in the western suburbs, you say, oh, my God, I think I'll go to Holy Family. And so it's there for you. Please take advantage of it. It's a gift of our church to young adults who are our church.
And the other piece we want to mention is that Theology on Tap will celebrate its closing at on Sunday, August 9th. Cardinal George is very much looking forward to being with us and the young adults of the Archdiocese. We are having Mass at 3 p.m. at Madonna della Strada Chapel, Loyola University's Lakeshore campus. We're working with Caris Ministries as a co-sponsored event, and it's going to be fabulous. So to be in the chapel filled with young adults, the music itself will be provided by young adults. Our music director, John Kerr, is assembling a choir and musicians to help with that. It's going to be a phenomenal event. And then after Mass, we will continue the celebration with a picnic right there at Loyola. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of games, good food, just good times to connect with more people, just to get a sense of that fullness of life that Theology on Tap is all about.
And Kate, one of the most beautiful chapel sites, is Madonna della Strada.
It's fabulous.
And we hope you'll be a part of Theology on Tap beginning Sunday, and we hope that on August 9th, we'll all break bread together with the Cardinal Archbishop of Chicago, have a picnic, celebrate life, and know that God is among us all. Aaron, Kate, let's give it our best.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
The music.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.